Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to This is Diana. What a pleasure to have you join us today on our very special show where I love to feature artists, performers, entrepreneurs, you name it. I love it because I think it takes a lot of passion and courage to follow your dreams and follow your aspirations and follow your life purpose. So here at This is Diana, with everything that I do personally as an artist myself, as a writer, singer, and performer, I love to also feature anyone that is doing the same thing or something similar. So I want to welcome everybody again to This is Diana. And I will let you know that we are accepting calls. We have a very, very special guest who we'll talk to in a few moments. And he will be calling in. If you've seen the promotions for this particular episode of This is Diana, you'll see that we're going to be talking to the fabulous Trevor Bonner, and he is the founder of Comedy Spillage. And also we're going to be taking some calls from some friends of us here at This is Diana. So I'm just going to do a little intro for Trevor while we're waiting for him to call in. And the intro is that it's so important to find a way of laughing and including humor into our everyday lives, because life is so full of challenges as it is, and it's rich and it's textured and it can be challenging. And those moments of challenge, pain, illness, heartbreak, I think that one of the most miraculous things as humans that we have is humor. And the ability to process information in a humorous way and to laugh. Such incredible things happen when we laugh chemically to our bodies. It's an incredible thing. There is so much research done on this in the psychology and neurobiology fields. But I think the most important test is how you feel when you're laughing. It feels terrific. So that's why so many people love to listen and comedy shows and watch TV that are humorous shows or, you know, fake jokes. Some people say that they have a good sense of humor. I don't know about that, if I agree with that. But in any case, it is a wonderful gift that we have, is to have a sense of humor. And when somebody takes and combines that with their passion and create something out of it, I think it's an incredible gift to all of us. For those people who are performers, comedians, for those who create the venue and the way for comedians to perform, I think they are giving us an incredible service. And Trevor Bonner from Comedy Spillage is one individual that is doing that himself. And he is here with us on the air. I'm going to let you specifically speak with him, and he's going to tell you specifically and particularly how he became this creator of Comedy Spillage. So the first thing we want to do is welcome Trevor on the air. Mr. Bonner, welcome to This is Diana.
Hey, how you doing, lady? How's everything?
Everything is fantastic. Very excited that you're on the air, because you're going to be announcing what you're going to be doing very, very soon for anybody in New York City. And we do have a few billion, you know, million people that are in New York City. If you can first tell us, Trevor and I met several years ago, actually. We were both doing what we do. We were doing our passion or our respective work in the world, and we met at a networking event. And if you wouldn't mind sharing with us, Trevor, what is it that you do? What is Comedy Spillage, and who are you? Just a lot of questions.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, as far as myself, I've always been interested in, you know, the entertainment field. And my background is in, you know, fitness and boxing. I ran my own fitness company called Get Prepared for Life for over 10 years. And through that, I met a lot of various people working for Rough Riders, working for a lot of different labels. So what I wanted to do is create a platform that I'd be able to utilize everybody I knew, talent, in one specific situation. And I just came up with the thing Comedy Spillers based on a friend of mine who had an idea based upon my relationships. He was like, yo, T, you know a lot of people, man. A lot of people got a lot of love and respect for you. So why don't you do something to, you know, provide a platform and put bring all these people together, and I'll help you. And then through that, I met Sean, got with my good friend Craig, and it just went from there. Like, we got Ricky Giraro a part of the team now. So everything's been working out very well, you know?
Absolutely, and it's important for anybody that, anywhere, that wants to do something that they really care about to notice the signs in life that lead you in that direction. And you had a friend that pointed something out to you that you probably already felt. You felt, you know, you felt community. You felt you met people. You had a incredible personality from what I know personally and from your colleagues and your friends. And this friend was able to tell you, listen, do something with this. But the thing is that you did it. That's what I find so fascinating and inspiring, because you could have just thought about it forever and ever, but you did it. And that takes courage and it takes passion, because anybody that does anything has
work.
To do. Right, right.
Yeah, a lot of work, man.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about that, because people think that it's just, I'm going to start a business or I'm going to do something and it's all rainbows and butterflies. But it is, it's a lot of work. How do you deal with the challenges?
Well, you know, I take it a day at a time, man. Lucky I'm blessed with a good team. Like I said, my partner Craig Ford for CSF Enterprises, Sean Cornelius from Only One Son Entertainment. We got Ricky Giraro just got down with the team, a whole week cracking Credit Comedian in itself. And just meeting people like yourself who really have a passion and dedication to what they really want to do. A lot of people don't take the time to actually follow their passion. You know, everybody got to do their 9-to-5, pay their bills, but I never wanted to live a 9-to-5, you know? I wanted to actually,
me either.
You know, my passion and make a living off it. Not that I don't do, I haven't done a 9-to-5, but it's really far and few in between. But I kind of control my own destiny, and I love it, you know?
I think it's
a lot
of
work, though.
Wonderful.
You got to really have that passion, you know?
That dedication, passion, and sometimes even when you don't feel the support, which happens, you know, to any entrepreneur, to know that you have the strength inside to do it anyway, and the good people will come. And you mentioned already Sean Cornelius and your business partner. So tell us, Comedy Spillage specifically is, like you said, it's a platform, and is comedians getting together?
Yes. It's an overflow of entertainment. We don't need just, you know, work with comedians, and I'm blessed in that aspect. I met a lot of talented comedians, you know, like Sean, Ricky, you know, and through them I met a lot of other people. And another friend of mine who was doing it that actually kind of gave me the idea to kind of follow through on what I wanted to do, because I wanted to use Comedy Spillers as a personality platform for myself. That's why we have the terminology with the spillage and everything else. But at the same time, as you start to meet people, you recognize their talent. And sometimes they just need that outlet to be able to expose their talent. And the people that I know, you know, I've always had a good following of people that support me. So as I'm talking to my friend, we started off really as a pilot that I wanted to shoot through another partner of mine who originally I started with first. And he the one who convinced me, like, yo, he's talented. You know all these people. Yo, you know people going to back you, G. So let's just do it. And I was like, you know what, you're right. Because at first you get a little hesitant when you have to worry about that support that you need.
But
I never really had an issue with that. I've been throwing parties for myself for my birthday since I was 17.
That is the way to go. Absolutely.
So I've always had that support because of the genuine love I get from people, and they see how I am, my character, how I am as a person. So I always had that. So why not bet on yourself, you know?
Yes, yes. I think that you can't lose when you bet on yourself. And I think many people can benefit from your story. And not only did you do this, but it's the 5th year anniversary. So it's not like, and you've been doing this, and I'm sure it must have been a very interesting journey. And you're going to be celebrating this anniversary.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, man. It's been a very interesting journey because, you know, you get to see who's who, what's what. Who have your back, you know, who's on, just to be on when they see the progression. So, you know, you have your bumps and bruises, but you learn. and then you adjust accordingly and stuff. So to be able to bring it back to Slate where we first started in 2010, it's just a wonderful thing that they welcomed me with open arms.
That's beautiful.
And it's going to be a crazy 5-year anniversary. It's going to be me and Craig's birthday. So all you Libras come out to a Libra celebration, and we're going to really bang it out like we always do.
Fantastic. And we're going to tell people where Slate is. It is in New York City. So whether you live here or you're traveling to New York City, come to the middle of the city. It's October 18th, 2015, 6:30.
Yeah, Slate. 6:30.
S as in Sam, 54. L-A-T-E. Mm-hmm.
54
West
21st
Street. Yep.
Yeah, I got family coming in from Florida and everything. My sister Susan from Bernard who's doing her thing out there with her vet planning organization. I got family coming in town. One thing about Comedy Spillers, it's the foundation is what we call Comedy Spillers. It's family, friends. If even when you come out, you're going to feel like you're just having a good time with everybody. So even if you don't know somebody, you're going to know somebody that knows somebody. So you're going to be very comfortable, and you're going to see what type of level that we do it to, because Comedy Spillers is just not no ordinary comedy show. And you're going to see that October 18th.
Yes, and I think that's really, that in itself, what you said makes it very unique, because you go to a lot of different, you know, venues, and you feel like it's just you or the person you come with, and you feel kind of weird, right? You're laughing, but like you're laughing with strangers. So what you're saying is that even the person on stage is like a family member. You're going to connect with the person, and you're going to feel like you're home watching, like, the best show ever. Like, that level of comfort. That's unique, and that's super special. So it's going to be a multi-level celebration.
Yeah, very much.
Because you have
your
birthday, Libra's birthdays. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, even the performers, you know, they surprised. They think it's like some regular, you know, venue stand-up. They come in to do their job, but they surprised when they come through how the professionalism is, the quality, the venue itself, and just how they're being treated, you know? Because, like I said, if we say we family, you'll be family, you know?
Right.
Come there and do your job, but at the same time, once you perform, you're part of the Comedy Spillers family, and we look out for you. So come down, enjoy yourself, and trust me, when you get there, you'll see exactly what we're talking about. Because I'm just not sitting there watching the show. I think I haven't even seen the show yet in 5 years, really. So you get crazy like that.
Yeah, because, you know, and I was saying at the beginning of the show that we need this. We need situations where we can find clarity or whatever is going on in our lives. And I think that laughing, humor, and good people around you, it's the key, because it loosens you up and it gives you that break you need from whatever issues you're going through. And believe me, you know, we're in this world, there's issues, whether we like it or not. You know, that's the reality. And even from the years that I've known you, you and I can just spend like a whole hour talking about, you know, the people that have disappeared, right, from just the moment that we met, and the people that are still there, most importantly. And I think that says a lot about who you are. You've always been consistent.
Yeah, and I think that's the hesitation or the reservation with people when it comes to meeting people, especially when you're trying to start your own business. But look at we've known each other how long now? Like you said, 7 years, and we've always kept in contact.
Yeah.
Even if I'm doing my thing, you're doing your thing. But when I come through to support what you're having, I definitely, you know, try to be there. So,
you really do.
And, you know, give a shout out to Vincent for his birthday, another Libra, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Going to have another Libra. A lot of Libras. I don't know what was going on that month, the 9 months before that, but a lot of Libras were born. 9 months later. You know, you're going to have to hire me one of these days in your Comedy Spillage. Speaking of, how do you find your wonderful team? Does it just happen, they're attracted to your energy? Like, how does that work?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I could say it's luck. You know, how I met Sean, I actually went to a show where he was doing Empire Comedy, and once I saw his show, I was like, yo, in awe. Like, yo, this dude is fabulous, you know? And he was so humble, his personality. I talked to him because I was actually trying to get him hooked up with a friend of mine who was initially doing it, and that didn't materialize. And once I saw, you know, we got to talking over a few months, you know, I would still stop by, check him out, because I know even with him, a lot of people approach him about doing certain things. And, you know, he had to feel me out to see who I was. And me and Sean known each other now 8 years. So once that didn't materialize with him, and I talked to my friend about Sean and some of the things I wanted to do, he's like, yo, this dude is with it, he's talented, you know enough people, let's try to really do something. And that's when I started to try to get the pilot situated, and I talked to Sean, he brought his people along, I brought my people on, and that's how Comedy Village initially started from the pilot. But then through certain situations, I felt that I needed to do more. You know,
right.
And that's how we started to do the stand-up and do the shows, and that started May 16, 2010. And we've been rocking ever since, from New York, we've done stuff in Florida, and we got some other things that's coming into the works real soon that's going to be really possibly big. So, and as far as Craig, I've known Craig, I think, got to be about 20 years now. And me and Craig worked together on various events, me and him. So once my initial partner decided to do other things, I had to take that time to figure out what the next step was. I spoke to Craig. He believed in what I wanted to do. He got on. As far as Ricky actually works at a spot that I, you know, he would come to one of our spots because I also run my own security company. So he would come in one of the bars that I worked at, and me and him developed a relationship, found out he was a comedian, and as we started developing a relationship, I said, I wanted to get you on. And as we started to talk more and I started to see how he really does his thing, I was like, yo, you need to be a part of the team, you know? And he was with it. He's been rocking with us since the beginning of the year. Through him, we got the Broadway Comedy Club. We came back because we took some time off to do some stuff out in Florida. So in January, we started back in New York, and we started back at the Broadway Comedy Club from Ricky. And Ricky's been a part of the team ever since. So it's funny how things come together and when you don't really realize. You know?
Sometimes you can't see it right away. It takes a little bit of time for you to see, wow, this is like this beautiful puzzle coming together, you know?
Yeah, and luckily.
And they're all going to be there the 18th.
Everybody, plus a few surprise guests that's been, you know, part of the Comedy Stillers family for years. So we got to
have surprise guests.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I'm blessed that, you know, people give me the love and want to support what I do and be blessed with the people that I have around me. And I got another good friend of mine I've known another 20 years who this woman is like, when it comes to knowing her business, she does her thing. So I want to give a love to Amelia Moore, the host of the most, who started with me, you know, doing her thing. She's going to be there, come through with support. You know, we got a lot of people that's been down with the foundation that's coming back to show love and what Comedy Spillers is about and what we offer as a team.
Yes, and we want everybody to know, this is how you get the tickets, right? You go to the website, comedyspillage.com. That's exactly how it sounds, right? Let me just spell it out just in case. comedyspillage, comedyspillage.com.
Yeah, it's just
and
not a show. We got the after party, you know, we got it right there. So we're going to have the show probably from like 7 to 9, then the after party from 9 to 1. We got DJ Jay Wright. That's going to do the show, music, and then we got DJ Chaos who's going to do the after party, so we can make a whole day with it, meet, connect, have fun, do your thing, and you can really see how the family rolls together.
That's right, and network and see what other things can grow out of this. It looks like we have a caller here. I think it might be another Libra. I think if he might want to say hello to you. Hold on 1 second, sir. Hello,
hey,
you're on the air.
Hi, Trevor.
Trevor, it's Vincent Mussolino, the other Libra.
What's up?
How you doing? How's everything? Good. I'm trying to get people to come to your reunion on Sunday.
I appreciate that, my fellow.
Try my best.
It was good to see you for our little get together.
Oh yes, thank you. Yes, it was great. It was great to see you.
Yeah,
we were having another birthday celebration.
Yes.
And. Funny.
Yeah.
Not only are you two Libra, you're both into fitness too, which is another coincidence. Without fitness, without taking care of yourself, you don't have anything. You know, you got to take care of your body and your mind.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, thanks for suggestions on the sangrias. I'm not normally a drinker, but they had me wired.
That had you going, right? That had you going, right?
Yeah, I was like, whoa. I had two. I got to get to work. I got to go.
I remember you. Yeah, you told me that. I remember that. Yeah.
Yes, we had the pleasure of the other day celebrating together at this wonderful place in New York City named Sangria 46, one of our favorite places. And that, speaking of family, Trevor, right, that's like a very family kind of place too. And we did have like a family reunion in that sense. You got to meet or see people again you haven't seen in a while. And that's always a good time. And this like, is going to be a good time on the 18th, which is, thank you for reminding me, it's a Sunday. So that's
perfect. Sunday,
that's a perfect way. Yeah, it's a perfect way to,
right?
Yep, 6:30. You know, I would dress to impress if I were you, other people out there.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think they need to understand that.
Right?
I'm going there with no hoodies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, because sometimes people, people sometimes they don't understand that every event requires kind of a different, you know, way of dressing or being. And sometimes people get a little too casual, a little too comfortable, and you know, this is, as I know it's going to feel like your living room, but it's not your living room.
No, it's not.
You got to come in and show
and
us how good you can look, you know?
Yeah, and I try to tell people, it's, like I said, this is our new all-day comedy show, and then they get there, they dress up some casual, so you're why, I didn't know it was like this, I could have dressed better. I said, well, I told you that.
Yeah.
You tough.
Yes.
You're supposed to dress up anyway. You're supposed to not, if you go into something like that, you're supposed to look presentable because you never know who you're going to meet. You might meet somebody that that can help you or whatever. It can lead to something very big.
A lot of people think when you're saying stand up comedy, they look at it as just going to the regular spots or venues or something where you're just checking out and whatever else. But comedy sports is on a whole nother level, baby. We trust to impress, we present quality, we give quality with the performances, the type of people that come, even the venue itself is slate. So
mm-hmm.
What made you?
Oh, I think Vidi wants to host. Go ahead.
No. I have one question for Trevor. What made you come up with that name, Comedy Spillage?
Actually, Spillage was a term I was using just in my regular vocabulary.
Okay.
And people thought it was funny.
Okay.
So I was like, in the process of doing a comedy, I was like, why not Comedy Spillage, you know?
Spillage
is an overflow, you know? Overflow is whatever it is. So we can encompass comedy, music, we have performers there, we can incorporate a lot of different things in entertainment.
Okay.
So comedy may be the focal point, but we do a lot of other things involved within that. Comedy is just the staple in the presentation of what we provide.
Mm. Okay.
And I think if you want anything in the world to spill, you definitely want comedy to spill. Like, you don't want to spill wine on you, right? You don't want to spill a drink, but you want to spill comedy because you just can't get enough of it, you know? Right? You just want to laugh. So, and if something you were both saying that triggered a question for me, you said that, there's a lot of comedy, venue stand-up comedies out there, and you wanted to do something that was different, so you must have seen a lot of things you didn't like, right?
Yeah, just even how, sometimes, I understand that, venues got to make their money, but at the same time, when you crumped up in like four or five people at a spot, and then you got the little stage, and people maybe are not being taken care of properly, certain little things like that. Because
those things really add up.
It does. Even comedians, they tell me, it's a whole different level when they come to my show. And it's not just the venue. And they talk about the people in itself. It's grown and sexy. They get to take care of a certain way, So anytime I have something, they 100% on board, man. They just want to be a part of something that's great. And for them to tell me that, it's a wonderful thing. So I know I'm doing something right.
Absolutely. Yes.
You're doing a lot of things right. And with my team, man, with Craig, Sean, Ricky, and everybody else that's down with it, Marco Noble from RhythmAndSoulRadio.com, man, who's been a friend of mine for 20 years. He's going to be there doing a live internet broadcast of the show. And it's home to Comedy Spillage, the radio show that's hosted by Sean Cornelius himself. So there's a lot of things going on, man. Maybe Samoa's going to be there doing her thing, man. I'm blessed because I've known these people, for a lot of years. And for them to continue to believe in me and want to be a part of what I'm doing, I'm blessed, man. And I look forward to continue to do what I do with yourself and everything.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And also, it's very important to have people that you can rely on, that you know, because there's a lot of competition and a lot of, you know, it could be a lot of negativity sometimes. It's just a business. In any business you go to, it gets very competitive. People don't realize that this is a world of abundance, not scarcity. But it sounds and it feels like the people that you attract know that you can, it's okay to share, it's okay to share the stage, it's okay to share the spotlight, and there's enough light for everybody. And that's going to be, because we've seen you before, we've seen your comedians, and it's going to be very exciting to come back for the anniversary. So that's something that people should know is different as well.
Yeah.
Right? Because,
yeah.
You don't have to worry about, you know, people being catty, you know?
We don't have people like that. Slate to welcome me back after, you know, not being there for 3 years, you know. Like I said, we started off as Slate. We got to the point where we even to BB King and had a birthday show there. But we did over 400 people. And then the group stuff in Florida, then to come back and meet Ricky, and Ricky be as talented as he is, to get us in Broadway Comedy Club. We've been packing out the house the last 4 shows, and now to come back full circle to Slate when we first started. Come on, man.
That's great.
We all have a certain amount of support system that's showing the love, and they, and we have so many repeat customers. It's crazy. That's why we call everybody that's coming a part of the show Comedy Spillagers. Because we have people that
come back. The Spillagers.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. Great title.
You know, and they come back and they love what we're doing. So, you know, you're going to keep putting it out there. Let everybody know what Comedy Spillagers is all about, man. It's not
about absolutely. And even between now and your show and, of course, afterwards, you know, this broadcast can be heard. Oh, you know, several times we're going to be using it to promote you and to remind people, again, to get the tickets. Very simple. Just go to comedyspillage.com. And they can contact you and your staff. And all the people you mentioned today, you'll be able to meet in person. You'll be able to see them in person. And it's not always easy that you can get entertainers that are approachable, right, that you can talk to. And, you know, you can just say, hey, hello, that was great, or ask them questions. So I think in that sense, it's a very unique opportunity. And just, you know, we're almost out of time, but I want to make sure that everybody knows, again, they can reach you not only through your website, but is there another way? Do you want people to reach you? I mean, just in case, I mean, are you on Twitter or anything like that, people can follow you?
Yeah, besides the website, you get us on Comedy Spillage on Facebook, the group page, the fan page, you get us on Twitter. So either one of those social media outlets, you can hit us up, you know. And we appreciate all the love, man. I definitely appreciate y'all having me. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Continue to work
and
with
y'all. And
we'll
have you on again. Yeah, we'll continue because this is evolving. So it's going to be even just as exciting, if not more exciting, next time to talk what's changed since now. So we're going to definitely have you on. We're going to be seeing you on the 18th on Sunday. We're going to be seeing everybody that's on the air. And we're going to have a really good time. Because like you said, it's not just going to be, you know, comedy. It's not just going to be laughing. It's going to be networking. It's going to be food. It's going to be drinks. It's going to be good energy. So where else can you find that? I mean, so in New York City, Comedy Spillage.
There you go. Overflow entertainment, baby.
That's right. And I'll do my best on my side to get you people to buy you tickets now to Saturday.
Yeah,
thank
I appreciate
you,
the love
thank
as
you so
always,
much.
You know?
Yes.
Always. Love to everybody. So thank you so much for both of you for calling. I'm going to leave both with a song. And we're going to be sharing this broadcast several times. Thank you, everybody. I'm so happy that you got to enjoy the show. Let's hear some fun music. And thank you again.
Thank you.
In the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's time to change. Since the return of a stay on the moon, talks like June.